So this is a story from the Gray Zone. Public health or private wealth? How digital vaccine passports paved the way for unprecedented surveillance capitalism. With over 1 billion Indians in its database, Aadhaar Digital ID System is the largest biometric digital ID program ever constructed. Besides serving as a portal to government services, it tracks users' movements between cities, their employment status, and purchasing records. It is a de facto social credit system that serves as the key entry point for assessing services in India. It is a de facto social credit system that serves as the key entry point for assessing services in India. All right, so this is their big thing. And now you can't get anything done in India unless you have this social credit card score thing. Having branded Aadhaar's billionaire creator a hero, initiatives backed by tech oligarch Bill Gates have long sought to bring the Aadhaar approach to other countries. For those yearning for an end to pandemic-related restrictions, credential programs certifying their vaccination against COVID-19 have been marketed as the key to reopening the economy and restoring their personal freedom. But the implementation of immunity passports is also accelerating the establishment of a global digital identity infrastructure. For tech oligarchs such as Bill Gates and neoliberal institutions such as the World Economic Forum, digital ID and digital currency systems have already enabled the extraction of unbelievable profits in the global south, where hundreds of millions of people remain unbanked and therefore outside the sphere of electronic payment systems. Now, with grassroots protests building against an exclusionary regime of vaccine passports, the captains of global capitalism are campaigning with more urgency than ever to bring digital IDs to the West. And if you want to see, here's a defense contractor. Here's one, I think it's called Thales. Here's one of their videos talking about how convenient this will be for all of us and how we will all feel protected. You ready?
Hello, everyone. Meet Lucy, student in psychology. And me, her digital ID wallet issued by the government to offer a
wide range of identity services.
In fact, I'm a handy way of proving and protecting her identity both online and face-to-face.
He's going to protect you. Protect your identity.
Let's have a closer look at what I can do. I can help governments to better communicate with citizens. Right now, I'm reminding Lucy of the appointment she needs to schedule for her mandatory vaccination.
Holy And if I fall into the wrong hands, Lucy's life is pretty much over. How about that?
Lucy, you have lost access to society. You are now homeless.
Lucy, sit down. Drink this Kool-Aid. I promise. It'll help you. Time to put my skin suit on.
Time to go to her exam. Lucy is a bit stressed out. I'm here to make it easy for her to prove she is the right candidate with a quick and secure connection between her phone and the examiner's.
Biometric facial scan.
Yes, I am everywhere. I am Alpha, the Omega. Go to sleep, Lucy. We are in control. Look how cool they make it seem. It's great. Oh, it's so convenient.
Exam passed successfully. Quick stop at the doctor's before celebrating, and no time to lose. On the way, Lucy uses me to declare her passport lost. She needs it for her upcoming road trip. No issue. She can request an emergency digital passport without having to go to the authority office. I make official admin a lot smoother. And that's not all. I can also help Lucy request a birth certificate, pay her taxes, or prove who she is when onboarding to new services, such as opening a bank account. I allow Lucy to certify her healthcare coverage entitlement.
And then whenever we feel like it, we can cut off her access to her banking account. All we have to do is declare her a terrorist, an echo terrorist, a protest terrorist, any kind of healthcare terrorist. And all we have to do, and then we cut off her bank account and we can disappear her from life. And you don't think that there are people who want to do that? There's fucking every person I know, every shitlib on Twitter wants to do that right now because they think it's a way to own Trumpers. They want this. Here we go.
She's able to decide whether to authorize the doctor to access her medical records or not, ensuring her control over her personal data. Lucy needs one more thing before being all set for her trip to Australia. Renting a car. I help her share her driver's license credentials online so that she doesn't have to wait hours in a queue to collect the car when she gets to Brisbane.
Oh, this is so helpful.
The rental company benefits from secure and accurate information, and Lucy from a smooth experience. Lucy's friends are waiting for her inside the bar. To allow her to get in, I simply generate a QR code that proves Lucy is old enough, so she doesn't have to share all her ID details with the bar staff. So yes, I'm Lucy's best companion.
Jesus.
I protect her identity and official credentials wherever she goes. I provide secured access to public and private services and allow her to have full control over her data privacy. In other words, I give the right access to the right data to the right person.
Jesus.
I am also trusted by governments to best support countries' digital transformation, fight against ID fraud, and deliver smooth public services. I am the Talis Digital ID Wallet.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong? I thought it was pronounced Thales. Talis. They pronounce it Talis. What could possibly go wrong? By the way, just so you know, Bill Gates says no to sharing vaccine formulas with Global Poor to end the pandemic. So that tells me that he's a nefarious fuck. And he's looking to make a buck off vaccines. And he's not to be. By the way... Oxford University surprised and pleased advocates in April by promising to donate the right of its coronavirus vaccine to any drug maker. A few weeks later, Oxford, urged on by Bill Gates Foundation, reversed its course. It signed an exclusive vaccine deal with AstraZeneca that gave the pharmaceutical giant the sole rights and no guarantee of low prices. That's the guy who's pushing for this. That's the guy who everyone thinks is an honest, good actor who's trying to help people because he looks like a nerd and he wears a sweater. Here he is talking about hanging out with child sex traffickers.
It was reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. Not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction.
So what he just said was he was meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, convicted child raper, because Jeffrey Epstein was going to hook this guy up with some people who had money. Come on. You pull this leg, it plays Jingle Bells. Are you kidding me? So this is the guy who's pushing this stuff. I just want to, and anyway, there it is.
Were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. That goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
So that's his response. There's nothing new on that. Yeah, I was hanging out with them and there's nothing new on it. That's his anyway. So let me bring in Max. Max, that is that's what they're going to come at us with, this new digital ID that is used by capitalists and by the government, and all your information is there. And what could possibly go wrong?
Well, it's already going wrong. You can see what's happening in Italy, where the Green Pass, which demands a QR code, is threatening to push millions of people out of work, a substantial slice of the workforce, and huge protests are rocking Italy. In France as well, people are being isolated from society for not following a government mandate that may need a constant boosting every 6 months or so. think Chile, Israel, these are countries that are going to require third and fourth shot in order for people to remain fully vaccinated. And that means you lose your access to society because you don't, your passport is no longer valid. So Lucy's mandatory vaccination allows her to go rent a car and do all those other things. And it's all routed through her phone. It also gives her access to her own bank account, which could conceivably be lost if central bank digital currency is linked through digital wallets to the digital health passport as well as the digital ID. And what we did at the Gray Zone, Jeremy Lofredo, who is an incredibly talented researcher, I mean, some of the stuff that he pulls out of these papers that are deliberately inaccessible, made deliberately inaccessible by the companies and the kind of global capitalist policy hubs, they're made deliberately inaccessible, and he finds all of the nuggets to highlight the real agenda behind this biomedical regime that's being foisted onto us. And it was a 7,000-word piece. It's going to be really hard to distill it into a Jimmy Dore segment. But you mentioned one of the most disturbing or dystopian aspects of our story, which is the Aadhaar system in India, implemented by an Indian tech billionaire who's a very close friend of Bill Gates named Nandan Nilekani. And Nilekani conceived this ID system supposedly on and then they implemented it supposedly on a voluntary basis, but 1.3 billion Indians are already enrolled. And in an eastern rural state, you can find documented reports of deaths directly linked to this system, because if you enroll, your biometric scan of your irises and both on all your fingerprints are required in order to get this digital ID. And then the digital ID is required in order to get your monthly ration of rice. And people in the Jharkhand province who are living hand to mouth, the poorest of the poor in the world, if they don't get their monthly ration of rice, they die. And that was what was happening to people who weren't able to either link all of their personal data, their biological data, to this digital system, or who just didn't enroll because they are either uneducated or too busy trying to survive and they're not able to deal with digital technology, which is the same with the much of the homeless population in the U.S., older people who aren't into smartphones. Mm-hmm. You can extrapolate out of this hideous wave of deaths that took place in the Jharkhand province in 2017, what can and will happen once digital ID goes global. This was a Gates-involved, essentially, it's a Gates-involved experiment that he has organizations that he's backed, like ID4D or ID2020, say they want to bring to the wealthier nations of the global north. They want to bring this Aadhaar system. And now they have an opportunity to do so because of the pandemic, because people have been driven into a state of a psychological paralysis, fear, and free-floating anxiety by an airborne respiratory virus. And they have been told that if you implement digital immunity passports or just immunity passports, then you won't have to be around the unvaccinated, the unwashed in restaurants and the workplace and so on. Ignoring the fact that the vaccines currently on offer don't prevent viral transmission, so it's a completely unscientific mechanism. But what it does, and it's spelled out by companies like Thales, who produced the video you showed. Thales is a NATO and military contractor. They say digital immunity passports create the context for bringing in digital ID. And digital ID creates the context for bringing in central bank digital currency, which, as the World Economic Forum, one of the key policy hubs pushing these kinds of technologies, along with the Gates Foundation, has said will determine what products, services, and information we can access, or conversely, what is closed off to us.
Yes.
So as you said, if you're determined to be a terrorist, a ecological, environmental, radical, whatever, a dissident, you can have your access to money closed off.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a protester, if you're a terrorist, so that's what they're going to call protesters. They're going to deem them terrorists, just like they did to Amy Goodman when she handcuffed herself to that oil well. So they call you you're an ecological environmental terrorist. So then they can do whatever they want to you, and they can cut you off from being able to go anywhere, travel, do anything, cut off your bank account, and they can do whatever they want with this thing. And as you pointed out, in India, people died because there were screws up in the system and they weren't able to get their ration of rice. These are real consequences to having these things. Go ahead. Yeah. Can I play you Tony? Let me play Tony Blair for you. Here he is.
You can create a digital ID.
Let's turn this up.
You can create a digital ID today that is much more easily protected, so you can deal with a lot of the privacy and surveillance issues that worry people. But it's a natural evolution of the way that we're going to use technology in any event to transact daily life.
He says this is natural evolution. That's how it doesn't. So it's not scary. It's not anybody inventing it. It's not out of Aldous Huxley or George Orwell. This is natural evolution.
This COVID crisis gives an additional reason for doing that, because look, I could be wrong about this, but when I look at, for example, how you restart some businesses, how you restart international travel, I think people's disease status, for example, have they been tested? What is the result of that test? Have they had the disease? Do they have the disease? I think unless you're able to record some of this data in a way that people can use, it's going to be difficult to go back to anything like a near normal in things like transport. So if you're going to start international travel again, how do you do that unless people can be easily tested and have some record of that test?
There it is. So that's great. But there's even a better video out there saying how convenient it would be for you to interact with businesses. It would be convenient for you to interact with businesses if the government had all of your information and could control it at any moment. That's if that isn't chilling, I don't know what is. And if that isn't, go ahead, Max, come on in and say something.
Well, I'm glad you brought on Tony Blair. We're going to have a piece out about this. Jeremy Lafredo is working on it at the Gray Zone, about all of the various pundits and politicians and former leaders, influencers pushing digital vaccine passports and how compromised they are. I mean, why is Tony Blair running around pushing this again and again and again? Well, not to, ruin the ending or sell out all of our research, but I think it needs to be mentioned that his foundation, which is just an influence peddling operation, took $25 million from guess who? Bill Gates.
Ah.
So he's just a lobbyist for what Gates is doing. And Gates is invested in all of these companies. So, they promise convenience for everyone, but all it is just a cash cow for Gates who invests in it. And then he washes his money through his own charities, which then dump money on all of these experts and other nonprofits who produce the kind of opinions that advance his agenda. So in Africa or India, you have Gates teaming up along with Pierre Omidyar, another sort of mini Gates, teaming up with USAID and the credit card industry to advance digital ID, because it's a great way of harvesting money from the poor. And when they talk about unbanked people, they make it seem like those people are, the unvaccinated, yes, they're evil, they're unwashed, basically because they're trading in cash, they're working in, village markets in traditional, and they're using traditional currency. But once they become banked, well, the currency becomes digital. These people can be more easily surveilled.
Yes.
And these billionaires and their companies can harvest money from them through transaction fees. I mean, who is Pierre Omidyar but the founder of eBay, who helped pioneer the concept of electronic transactions where he just skims off the top? That's how he got wealthy and helped produce such, wonderful.
Yeah, that's all. That's all PayPal is. That's all Patreon is. Those are just, that's all. That's all eBay is. They don't really produce anything. Their product is a platform and they just skim off the top. That's exactly what they do. They get a piece of every transaction. So that's how they do it.
Yeah. So now you have, like in Illinois, and this system
yes.
is potentially going to go national. First of all, a cash cow for the financial industry and the dream of the global capitalist 1% that seeks permanent control over our lives as we watch capitalism collapse all around us. The residents of Illinois have to go through Experian, a credit scoring service, determine to register their vaccination status. And if their credit is frozen, they have to unfreeze it before they can even do this. And, you know, after Illinois became the first state to forge this relationship between the vaccine certification industry and the credit card industry, Illinois Congressman Bill Foster, whose whole career is just funded by the financial industry, he's basically their man and one of their guys in Congress, he introduced legislation. This is the key legislation to watch that would foist digital biometric IDs onto the entire U.S. population. It's called the Improving Digital Identity Act of 2021. And, you know, they always use this kind of a language of either efficiency or the woke language of empowerment and inclusion to sell something that is completely dystopian and unconstitutional. In November of 2020, perfect time, you know, peak of the pandemic, ID 2020, which is an initiative founded by Bill Gates Global Alliance for Vaccination and Immunization in 2016, weirdly named for the year that the pandemic hit as a target year, hosted Bill Foster for a big Zoom event where he pushed for trusted biometric digital immunity certification systems across the U.S. And let me just read this quote from Bill Foster because it really gives away the game. Once the government has taken those fairly serious biometrics from you, you know, your face, your irises, your fingerprints, there will be huge opportunities for the commercial sector to leverage that. And to try to get this all started, I introduced the Improving Digital ID Act. So they're leveraging your fingerprints, your irises, your biomedical information and vaccination status in order to for the commercial sector to leverage that. It's very clear what's going on. And I should mention, when I get off this live stream, I'm going to publish another piece by Jeremy Lofredo and myself about a military intelligence nonprofit that is funded largely by the FBI, the Defense Department, especially the Air Force, and the Department of Homeland Security that has been at the heart of setting U.S. COVID policy. And this nonprofit, again, I'm not going to ruin the ending. You'll have to wait for the piece to come out, has developed a system for the FBI to basically steal people's fingerprints off of photos of them on social media. So if you took a picture of yourself on Facebook like that, I mean, they can steal my fingerprints from this live stream. They can get your fingerprints. And this organization that's run completely by former Pentagon and intelligence officials is at the center of something called the Vaccine Credential Initiative, which is the key initiative or coalition to push digital immunity passports in the U.S. and beyond. I mean, it's just pretty obvious to me what the agenda is here. And for anyone to call me or you anti-vaxxers for talking about this just shows how shallow and superficial their analysis is. This is about the global capitalist agenda of permanent control over our lives. It isn't about what comes out of a needle. We didn't need to have a pandemic for this to come in. There could have been a cyber pandemic. There could have been some other natural disaster. All that was needed was for these forces to be able to declare a state of constitutional or legal exception in an emergency situation or a war in order to advance this agenda. And it's happening before our eyes. And it's why people are standing up in Italy, in the port city of Trieste. The dock workers are refusing to offload anything. And this is at the a key fulcrum point of an oil pipeline that runs throughout Europe. So they're standing up against this for everyone. There are huge protests against Italy, bringing together people from across the political spectrum because they understand where this is going. Yeah. They're protesting. They're not protesting vaccination. There are towns that have been heavily vaccinated that are coming out and protesting the QR code-based Green Pass that will create a system of segregation, commercial harvesting, data harvesting, and biological harvesting of the entire population, and will mean social credit. If you don't follow what the state says, if you don't follow the mandate, you don't trust your government, and you can be isolated from society.
So I was in Buffalo, New York this weekend. Yeah. And they have facial recognition cameras on the corners of Buffalo, New York. So what's the big deal, Jimmy? Well, first of all, it's creepy to talk about a dystopian future. We're there. But they do this kind of stuff in China. And what happens in China when they have their social credit score and they have facial recognition everywhere? You know what they do? If they catch you jaywalking, they just fine you through your credit thing, and they take it right out of your bank account. They're doing all kinds of, they know where you are at all time. You run a red light. You walk across the crosswalk the wrong way. No, you litter. You litter. They got you. And they know. So this is your life as being under 100% surveillance, a fucking nightmare that George Orwell wrote about. And here we are living in it, and people are cheering it on. People like every shit lib I know, people like Keith Olbermann and every asswipe on Twitter are cheering this kind of shit on. Of course, The Intercept is for it. Of course, the Young Turks will be for it. Of course, every shit lib in the world. I bet you the DSA is going to be for it.
They are absolutely for it. And, you know, this isn't some system that's unique to China. I don't know how much the social credit system in China is what we understand it to be. It may be more humdrum, but it is something on a global level that is being pushed. And so there's a danger of it, you know, saying this is something Chinese, when there are elements in our Congress, among us, in our commercial sector, that are determined to push this and to use supposed levers of democracy and this state of exception they've created through declaring a pandemic to ram it through. And you're absolutely right. For the most part, the DSA does support it, or they're not even talking about it. Jacobin, they've been agitating for vaccine mandates, which create the context for bringing in digital immunity passports and digital ID, because you can't bring these in if only, let's say, 50% of your population, 60% is vaccinated. I mean, I read there's a ID 2020 article or op-ed called Immunization, an Entry Point for Digital Identity. And so they understand what the agenda is. We need to understand what it is as well. And it's not just shit libs. It's a large sector of the radical or socialist left that is supportive of these kind of measures with a very superficial understanding of what they represent. And they, you know, you have people like Naomi Klein calling the Fourth Industrial Revolution or Great Reset a conspiracy theory, when the World Economic Forum, which is the key policy hub of global capitalism, the host of Davos, and their director, Klaus Schwab, are openly talking about ushering in the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Klaus Schwab just published a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And, you know, he speaks in a very well-meaning way, but he's talking about transforming. The Fourth Industrial Revolution is a digital revolution which will transform the way that we relate to one another, the way that we behave, and even our own genetics. He's talked about the inevitability of transhumanism, which should be deeply disturbing. Gene editing, that's not a conspiracy theory when someone of Klaus Schwab's stature is talking about it. And what really drew Bill Gates to Jeffrey Epstein? I don't know, but Jeffrey Epstein was running a transhumanist agenda at Harvard that Alan Dershowitz visited at one point, that was dedicated to perfecting humanity through genetic editing. This was reported in the New York Times. Would Bill Gates be interested in something like this? Absolutely. It may have been something even more perverted than having sex with 15-year-olds that drew them together. But in any case, we need to look deeper at the agenda that elites are pushing essentially, you know, capitalist predators are pushing. And it goes well beyond just vaccinating people. So this is this is about so much more than anti-vax versus pro-vax or anti-mask versus pro-mask. That's just a juvenile, superficial way of looking at what's taking place. And the key entry point for the fourth industrial revolution and this system of permanent control, biometric control over the global population are these digital passports and digital IDs.
So they have, I've seen videos in China of you're not allowed to travel without your QR code on your phone, your vaccine code. And literally you'll have to, before you walk down a street, you'll have to put it in this thing. They have drones that carry these huge cameras, and then you have to show your QR and in your car. They have them flying over cars on streets. Have you seen these videos, Max?
Well, I've seen the same thing in Australia, in a NATO Five Eyes state. So that's supposedly a liberal democracy, and it's come in through the pandemic. Now that the zero COVID policy of Australia is essentially, you know, they've had to give up on it, there are restrictions on travel from state to state, and there is a vaccine passport, a very stringent vaccine passport system coming in, and we've seen premiers from Dan Andrews in Victoria to the premier of New South Wales saying that you will not be able to participate in society if you don't have your passport. So they're admitting that they're proud of introducing a social credit system. Jacinda Ardern, the PM of New Zealand, who is beloved by elite liberals, she's seen as the sort of wisest leader on the world stage. Now that her COVID elimination strategy has reached its end, and you know, we kept being told, oh, it's just going to be another lockdown for 2 days, but then the lockdowns would go on for 2 weeks and then 2 months. They've finally given up on that. So now in comes the passports, and she was asked, are you creating a two-tiered system of haves and have-nots? And she said, yeah, actually, that's the point. She openly admitted it. She smiled and said so. And liberals, people on the center left, welcome this because they think that they are isolating their ideological foes, who are a bunch of MAGA chuds and Neanderthals. They don't seem to remember that liberals are supposed to believe in rights and civil liberties. I mean, that was how they promoted themselves, and now they've completely exposed themselves. I mean, this is setting the stage for the biggest civil liberties violation on a global scale that we can imagine.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when 72% of the young black people in Manhattan aren't vaxxed? You're going to then kick them all out of society? And what happens when they join with a guy like Bill Maher? Bill Maher, who's a millionaire, who said he's not going to get the booster, that he only took the vaccine as a virtue signal to the other shit libs that are his friends. He didn't even want it because he already had COVID. So what are you going to do then? That they don't think about any of this stuff. I want to let you know, in November 6th, we're going to be in Baltimore. November 11th, we're in Tempe, Arizona. November 12th, we're doing Los Angeles and Studio City. November 19th, Los Angeles and Studio City. And then Thanksgiving weekend in Portland, Oregon. Go to JimmyDoreComedy.com for a link for all those tickets.